This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sid Croft followed us. Sid Croft followed us. I'm looking at my Instagram right now. Sid Croft, S-I-D-K-R-O-F-F-T, with a blue check mark, followed us.
I don't even know how you're going to go about the rest of your day.
Good morning, all. I'm Johnny Dare. That's Nikki Pace. I really enjoyed him too. And here, you know what? What a fun day it is, because I love guys that you really just, you look to and you go, what you've created is really great. What you've done is really fun, and it really means something to me. And then you meet them and you get to know them a little bit better, and you realize as people, they've got it where you really want life to be, right? Yeah. I want to live to be 94 and have a happy life where I've created something good, and I look at the world the right way, like he does, like Sid Croft does. I want to be like Mike Rowe. Mike Rowe, who we met with Dirty Jobs, we loved it because we've all had them. Like, I've done hot tar roofing. I've done jobs that just are pretty gnarly. Mm-hmm. But then, over years, he starts into everything else that he believes, like the Mike Rowe Works Foundation, that trades have been overlooked. And I'm really proud of the time I did. Not exceptionally good, but hot tar roofing, rough-in building residential houses, helping friends build things, learning later in life how to do heavy equipment. I'm really proud of those things, and it does piss me off, and it does make me worry for the future when I don't see people embracing who built this country of ours.
Born March 18th in Baltimore, Maryland, we first met our next guest as the host of the CNN series Somebody's Gotta Do It, going on to host the wildly popular Discovery series, Dirty Jobs, as well as hosting the Facebook series, Returning the Favor. His work as narrator for Deadliest Catch and his podcast, The Way I Heard It, not to mention his philanthropic work to rebuild America's trade industry through his Mike Rowe Works Foundation. Please welcome Mike Rowe.
Hey, Mike, how have you been?
Johnny, I'm just living the dream, or right? Whatever this is.
Right. You know, it's we're of a similar age. You remember growing up with H.R. Puff and stuff, and Sigmund of the Sea Monsters, and you know, the Banana Splits, all of that.
Yep.
Yeah, Sid Croft is just in studio, the creator, and I will tell you, if in your travels, in your world, out in L.A., if you get to cross paths with Sid Croft, do it. Run, don't walk.
I will. Look, I mean, that guy, the thing I like about Sid more than anything is that he approached his trade like a tradesman.
Yes.
And you don't always think of people in our industry as tradespeople, but we are. We all are. You know, it's being a tradesperson is really a state of mind. You know, you look at tasks as things with a beginning and a middle and an end. And you work at it, and you shape it, and you grow it, and with luck, you turn it into something that's useful, like truly useful. And I never thought when I was a kid that H.R. Puff and stuff would occupy so much real estate in my memory.
Right.
But it has. Totally. And it was so funny listening to that guy just now and remembering all those years ago, that guy built something that mattered to me. I didn't know it at the time. But there's no doubt about it. He was a tradesman.
Yes. And that's the thing I love is looking back on anything you did. When I was building a house, at the end of the day, I was just a kid, and I didn't think I was going to do it forever. But I met a guy who made me a laborer. He just needed some work. He took me up on the deck, and he handed me a hammer, a framing hammer and a belt, and he said, you're going to learn how to frame. And so his name was Chuck Lamoureux. I'll always remember, and I'll always be thankful because he gave me a chance. That was a sense sort of pride. And then at the end of the day, I'd look back at what we did, and I think, well, there, I can see what I did. It's not a cubicle where you don't know what you just did, how many forms you filled out or phone calls you made that show no kind of growth and nothing. Like, right. there's a real joy in seeing the things go up in the air, things go out on the earth, things be used in the way that they were intended to be. And that's where you started, you know, the Micro Works Foundation, and it's never been more important.
Well, I think we've done a whole generation of kids a huge disservice by shielding them from the very things that you're talking about. And we did it in a lot of ways. You know, we've done it on TV. I mean, back in 1999, 2000, there were no shows on television about work, except, of course, for This Old House, which is now in season, like, 500 or something. But there really weren't many optical examples of the very thing you're talking about on TV. And likewise, you know, I don't think it's a coincidence, but, you know, a few years prior to that, we did what was maybe the dumbest thing in the history of modern education. We took shop class out of high school.
Right.
Right? Right. And so we've been in the business of removing the proof from before the very eyes of the generation right now that's struggling so badly. We hid it from them. And at the same time, we told them that they were screwed if they didn't borrow whatever kind of to get this four-year degree. Like, that's the best path for the most people. And if you take the other path, then you're just going to wind up turning a wrench in some pit of despair someplace. It's such nonsense, Johnny.
Totally.
We've helped over 2,000 people at my foundation. Most of them are making six figures a year.
Of course.
Doing something with their hands, building something.
And pride. Above all, they're not working in some faceless building in some meaningless cubicle with some chode of a middle manager telling them they're not filling out their goddamn forms correctly. And all day you're just waiting for 8 hours to pass. And then you wonder where your life went. You took 40 hours of your life every week and you just threw it in the trash can. Whereas a guy with a trade, and it's hard, and it's I'm not trying to sell anybody a dream. It's hard outside. It's cold. It's hot. It's wet. It's wet. It's windy. It's everything. But at the end of the day, you know what you did. You know what you built, and you know that you have a gift. You have a trade. You have a real skill, and you can use it all over the world.
Well, the thing that worries me right now, I saw a poll. I think it was in the Wall Street Journal a couple months ago. 64% of Americans think the American dream is dead or that it no longer applies to them. And they believe this in part because they've been convinced that opportunity is gone. It just simply doesn't exist. And so one of the things I'm really focused on this year is working with companies you've probably never heard of. There's this company called Groundworks. They employ like 5,000 people, most of whom just have a high school diploma. And they basically live under your house, right? They fix the foundation. They put in the waterproofing. This is tough work. But I was just talking to the owner. He's got, I don't even know how many, like hundreds, thousands of kids who started working for $55,000, $60,000 a year, and 14 months later were making $120,000.
Yeah.
And when I look at that, you know, again and again and again, there's so much opportunity out there, and nobody talks about it. And when we do talk about it, we kind of make fun of it, and we use these jobs as cautionary tales. And it's become a giant problem. The skills gap is real. The student loan debt is an absolute crisis. And we just have to do a better job of talking about the opportunities that actually exist.
Well, look, when I was a kid, I was a screw-up. A huge surprise, Mike, I know. And And how did they punish me? They sent me to Votech, and I'll always be grateful for that.
That's so great, man.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Oh, it's they were like, Caprifoli, it's you. Off to Votech with you. And of course, you know, you're always like, oh, I guess this is bad times. And then I got there. A, I found my people. And B, I realized there's a whole nother world out there. And I'll tell you, it's paid off. I lucked into this radio thing, but this is nothing but just luck. This is just ridiculous.
Look, man, there's always going to be luck in it, Johnny, but don't fool yourself. You're a tradesman. Nikki's a tradeswoman.
Yeah.
We're all doing the same basic thing, and we're all looking for a measure of meaning in whatever it is we do. So all I can tell you is we're giving away $2 million every year. We've got some Some of it's set aside right now at microworks.org. And if anybody listening to this wants to learn a skill in demand, or if you got a kid or a grandkid who doesn't know his or her ass from a hot rock and wants to learn something useful, we can help.
That's right. Listen, and it's real. And, man, I will tell you, these guys are really doing some good work. And I'm proud for you, Mike, because I think, you know, we live this life for a certain amount of time, and something we do has to have meaning. And so much of what you do really is changing the world and giving people a different look. And I'm proud for you.
Thank you.
Anytime, Mr. Okay. Stay right there. Micro Works Foundation. By the way, Groundworks is in Kansas City, that company you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. They have a franchise here. As a matter of foundation repair and stuff.
Kick ass.
So, what I learned, all kidding aside, in the Votex and in the hot tar roofing in L.A. and doing rough in here, I learned a work ethic. Mm-hmm. I like to build stuff. So when I got into radio, I didn't know how to do it. And some say I still don't. But I knew for sure, you know, if you had a team, i.e. the crew that you built a house with, everybody mm-hmm. had a job. And if everybody did their job, then you could get that wall built. You get the walls built and you could put a roof on.
You show up on time.
That's it.
You do your
and
work.
And do the job. Mm-hmm. That's hell, man. I can tell you, that's half of it,
yeah.
If not more. For me, talent's never really been the thing. I went ahead and skated past it. What I did is I just got people with talent around me, and then I just rode on those coattails, Gregory. Hi. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
He's a Votex hero. Learn to run a printing press. Votex hero. At school, he wasn't the best. Votex hero. He thought high school was a joke. Votex hero. Capper Foley goes smoke.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.